It's really nice to get away.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Dude.
Customs, going through customs was stressful.
It's much more stressful now, and I'm not sure why. Like, why mm-hmm. it has to be different? Could we just not just get over it? But like, honestly, I am very like taking a vacation right now in this time was a great idea, Chris.
Oh my god, just to get away from it all.
We need to get away. We need to go from our separate bubbles and meet up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do.
Hey, do you ever play the game? Like, sometimes I do it on a bus or like on a mm-hmm. on a plane. Do you ever play the Lost game?
Yeah. The Lost game? No, let's play it. You guys want to play the Lost game?
No, don't say that to the passengers.
Oh, sorry, I'm so sorry. Sorry, everybody. We'll play privately.
Don't talk loudly to plane passengers. It freaks everybody out. Like, if I were to get up right now. All right, everybody, listen up.
Yeah, sorry, I was showing out. Chris.
All right, everybody, listen to him.
Yeah,
we're just, listen to him.
Game. Yeah,
it's a game. We're
out.
Just doing a game. Yeah.
It's just a game. It's just a game. Yeah, it freaks them out.
As soon as you try to get everyone's attention in a small place, everyone gets mm-hmm. real claustrophobic. Okay, so Hush, we'll be hushed about it. But Chris, do you know what I mean when I say the Lost game?
Why? No, I don't, Peter. Why don't you explain it to me?
It's like ABC's Lost.
Okay.
We're on a plane right now. Mm-hmm. Look around. Who would the other characters be? Would you be a Jack on this thing, or the other guy, the hot guy? I mean, they're all hot. You know what I mean, though? Would you be Sawyer? That's his name.
Sawyer,
you know, like, what
sure.
kind of character would you be surrounded by all of us?
I see. Casting everybody here on the airplane. I'm going to admit to you that I didn't ever watch Lost.
Actually?
I didn't watch it.
For real?
I think this came up on another episode. It's that they were being so shady about what the secret is and like, what is Lost and why are we here on the island? And then some fan fiction or something was like, it's purgatory.
Yeah, and the creators were like, no, it's not. But then it for sure was.
Yeah, so then as soon as that all happened, I stopped. I didn't want to watch it anymore at all.
Okay, that's fair.
So I don't like being on islands. I don't like imagining being on an island. I don't like anything to do with island stuff.
But just play the game anyway. Like, what would you bring with you on an island? What would you need to survive?
What would I bring? Okay, well, I would be the main character,
of course. Yeah.
I'd be that guy. Yeah. And then I would bring... Well, obviously, I would bring my podcasting equipment because you have to be able to podcast at all times.
If we get on if we crash on an island, like how do we keep up with our posting schedule?
Exactly, we post on Wednesdays and sometimes Thursdays if we miss the Wednesday.
Yeah,
and that would be all off.
It'd be so off.
We'd lose our followers. People want a schedule. They want to get up at 7 a.m. or whenever they do, and they want the episode to be there.
Yes.
And I don't want to let them down. So yeah, podcasting equipment. Yep. I'd bring a belt.
A belt?
Yeah, just a belt.
For
to keep
what?
To keep your pants up, Peter.
Okay.
What do you use a belt for? What do you mean for what? That was a lot of attitude.
You didn't include pants. You just said a belt.
I have three things. I have three things I get to bring.
Okay,
you didn't
fair.
Let me finish.
I wasn't being patient.
Podcasting equipment, a belt.
Yeah.
And a shirt. I'm glad that made you laugh so much. But I would bring a shirt.
I don't know why, because I saw the joke coming, but I was like, oh, yeah, I know what
everybody
he's gonna say. He's gonna say not pants, and it still just killed me. All right, okay, my turn.
Oh, would you like me to ask you?
Yeah, please.
I will in my own time.
I'll pretend to be doing
something
else.
When I'm ready.
Okay.
Peter? What would you bring on a desert island?
What a cool and interesting question.
A tropical, deserted island, if you were stranded, what would you bring? What are your three items?
Okay. I'm going to be one of those shitty people that always ruins the game. I would bring a water filtration device.
No. Oh. Okay. Yeah. They're just going to be real answers?
Yeah. And I'd bring a whole boat.
That's not fair. You have to own a boat to be able to bring a boat.
Wait, I have a third thing.
That's not how the game works. They have to be things you own now.
Wait, I have a third thing.
I'm bringing a Lamborghini to cruise around.
Why would you bring a Lamborghini? That would think it would get filled with sand?
Well, because when I'm cruising around in my t-shirt, I gotta have something to have on my lower half, so I want a convertible to drive around in.
Okay, let me try again.
Okay.
Whoa. Did you feel that, Chris?
What? No.
Some like turbulence.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Wait, just ignore it. Nothing can or will go wrong ever, Peter. Now answer the question.
It must have been localized turbulence to just my seat.
Yeah, I didn't feel a dang thing. Whoa, I felt it over here.
I felt that one too.
Oh my God, did you guys feel that?
No, don't do that.
Oh my gosh.
It's getting way worse.
Quickly, answer the question, Peter. Answer the question before we crash.
The three things I bring. A little bit of water.
Yeah?
I would bring this stuffed ravioli that my wife gave me.
What the fuck? Why?
And I'd bring my best friend, Chris. This time,
it's different. With Peter and Chris. This time, it's different.
I can't believe we survived. Oh my God, check to see if the mics are still on. Thank God.
Oh, good.
We can keep podcasting.
I'm glad you brought the podcasting equipment on our vacation.
This is turning out
to be good.
Peter, I lost my pants in the wreck.
Oh no.
They floated away.
Show me, quick, stand up and show me.
Look.
Hey, is that a dick?
Oh,
yes,
I'm so sorry. Yes, it is.
Hide your shame. She's running up.
Oh God, I'll just try and belt it down, maybe.
Who the hell are you? Who are you two? What have you gone? What are you brought dicks to my island? Where'd you come from?
Wait, is this your island? Sorry, my name's Peter. This is Chris. We were just on that plane. You see all that wreckage and all those dead bodies? We were in that.
Oh my God. Peter, Dick, it's amazing to meet you. I've been alone here on this island for 20 years.
You've been here for 20 years?
Please, tell me, please. I've got a water filtration system. I've got a belt. All I need is pants and podcasting equipment.
Okay, I've got good news and I've got some bad news.
Yeah.
I've got the podcasting equipment.
Thank God.
The one thing that I don't have, though, we only have one pair of pants between the two of us.
And I'm not gonna give mine up.
Well, it's the three of us now, isn't it, boys? Isn't it, brothers?
Yeah, I guess so. What's your name?
Yeah, who are you?
My name's Celine.
Celine, you've been here for 20 years. What happened? How did you get here?
Oh my God, how much time you got? Pop a squat for a new story, huh?
I mean, I'd say we've got, you know, upwards of an hour, maybe a little less.
Four.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll start back there.
I was a teen pop star, and I was, you know, doing my world tour, you know, Afghanistan, Iran, Australia, where I'm from, although I'm losing my accent a bit now because I've been on the island for so long.
Oh, yeah. That's a good cover. That's great.
And I was in my propeller plane, which I was flying because my dad was the pilot and he had died.
In the plane? Or like before?
Before. Sickness. He had a sickness.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So he said, you know, well, Celine, I want you to still do your tour. I'm like, how are you going to get to Kazakhstan? So I got in the plane and I was driving it myself. Bad idea, because I'm a singer. I'm a singer, not a flyer. And so I was flying and I crashed it on this island and I never made it to my concert dates and no one ever came to find me.
I didn't even hear about this in the news. Like, normally you hear about pop stars and plane crashes. Like, it's almost all that you hear.
You didn't hear about it in the news?
It wasn't in the news.
Are you sure? Because I was working with the Crazy Frog producers at the time. Do you know the song Crazy Frog?
No,
kind
I mean,
of
maybe
a big deal.
Yeah, is this your? Is this one of your hits?
You don't remember Crazy Frog?
I'm confused as whether this is real or not.
It's incredibly real. A hit from probably around that time.
Hi, Chris here. Welcome to the ongoing correction of the podcast, showing you that just because we didn't know the information during the recording doesn't mean we don't know it now. Crazy Frog. Originally known as The Annoying Thing, is a Swedish CGI animated character and musician created in 2003 by actor and playwright Erik Wernquist. The Crazy Frog spawned a worldwide hit single with a remix of Axel F from the soundtrack of Beverly Hills Cop, which reached the number one spot in Turkey, New Zealand, Australia, and most of Europe. The song, which you've been currently hearing, sits on YouTube with a whopping 2.7 billion views. None of those views being me.
Okay.
I am a crazy frog.
I think he's looking it up on his desert laptop that he brought. Celine, let me ask you some questions while Chris sorts himself out. He's just feeling a little weird because I think he's got sand going all the way up his butt crack.
I'm not sure if you know the song, but it's a techno CGI frog, and it was a big deal at the time, and I was actually, you know, queued up to sing the sexy female track on that song when I got into my accident. So you're telling me now that this song exists without my vocals on it?
Yeah, it just came out as the CGI crazy frog, and he just goes ding 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 ding,
and
he
and
goes,
I looked it up, exactly, and this is real. It's a thing.
Yeah, we've always known it's a real thing.
The ring ding ding da ding da ding ding was meant to be my track.
Wait, that's the sexy female track?
Yes, well, I was going to do it more like a ring ding 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 ding.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, that is good.
Thank you.
It's a very different pace to what came out.
Really? Because it was a slow song when we made it. It was like,
really?
I am a crazy frog. A ring-a-ding, a winging, a ding-a-ding. I'm so sorry about that. I've got a cabinet full of rats that I've been eating.
Of course.
And I keep them still alive in there, so they're fresh.
Yeah. So I can't help but wonder how different the world would have been had that song come out the way it was intended. Because what we got was sort of a, dare I say, club smash, like a club banger.
No.
Yeah. And I'm just sort of like spiraling out right now because like I haven't been trapped on a desert island and I didn't know Crazy Frog. And then I'm like, what else do I not know about that you know about?
Do neither of you guys know about Trump?
Trump? Yeah, I know him. He was in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. Really good actor.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good actor. So good at acting that he acted his way into being president.
Oh my God. Well, I can't, who's the president of Australia?
Listen, okay. He is, I'll look it
What's
up on
wrong?
My computer.
Why don't you know? What's happened? Australia no longer has a government?
No. I think it's like probably a white guy.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, I was wondering how you'd take that news. And I think he's probably fairly conservative. I have always believed
in miracles. Welcome back to the ongoing correction of the podcast. Australia doesn't have a president. The Prime Minister is Scott Morrison, who took office in August 2018 as leader of the Liberal Party.
Celine, okay, over the years, so you've been here since 2004.
Is my hat still cute?
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's still
girl,
in fashion at
so
this point.
Cute.
Yeah, people love wide-brim hats now.
Oh, good.
People have had it, like Pharrell did a wide-brim hat. People love that.
What?
Celine, you've been here for almost 20 years, but how did you, like, what were your early escape attempts? Did you ever try to get help or get off the island?
Well, when the copter crashed, I found in the trunk there was a bunch of flares, and what I did, which was a mistake that I see now, there was hundreds of them, and I used them to try to shoot at the rats as they were scampering by, so I could eat them. And it was just more of like a Roman candle tag thing. It didn't really kill any of them, and then before you knew it, all the flares were gone. And the rats are fast. I'll be honest with you. Welcome to this island. Fastest rats in the world. They're the only things to eat, really, and they are fast as fuck. So, unfortunately, you're going to be hungry for a while.
Okay, well, maybe we can make some sort of rat trap or something. Like, I've got a t-shirt and I've got a belt.
Do you have any ravioli by any chance?
Celine, guess what? You're going to be stoked. I got this little ravioli squishy toy here. Now,
okay,
it's not actual ravioli, but maybe the rats will be like, oh, this is food. Maybe
do you have a story behind that ravioli squishy toy? Or?
Okay, so my wife knows that I like to, when I'm sitting at my desk, which is not where I am now, that I like to fiddle with stuff. Like, I like stress balls. So she found it and bought it for me.
Oh, I thought it would be like a good story.
So maybe you've got a wife. Maybe she's heard of me because I did more like pop music for girls. Has she heard of me? And mind you, when you ask her, it's not. I didn't go under Celine. My stage name was Incel. It was like incredibly Celine. You know what I mean? Incel.
Okay. So that sort of got a different meaning in the last little bit.
So people know it. People are fans of incel.
People,
Some people.
Some people are fans
of
incel.
Some people are huge fans.
Let me explain what it is now. So there's sort of a group of people that call themselves incels.
Oh, great. A pop group stole the name. How original.
No, it's a group of men who call themselves incels, which is short for involuntarily celibate.
And they do
bad things.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's not
god.
Really.
So, yeah. Celine, sorry. Ever since you crashed on this island, things have gotten pretty bad, and I'm starting to think, like, maybe, not to be like, oh, is this a lost plot, but there's a part of me that's like, maybe you were the linchpin, like, holding our whole society together into a brighter sort of early 2000s vibe.
Well, it sounds like it. I mean, in your day, the women don't know good music, the men are bad. I mean, we used to have great men like, you know, Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein and, you know, the Hollywood moguls, men who were intrepid and they were changing the world, and now it looks like we've just got a bunch of involuntarily celibates. Am I right, boys?
Yeah. So those two men, I'm not sure why you picked Harvey Weinstein as one of your favorite
men. Well, I had, actually, that was my big hit before Crazy Frog. Was Harvey Weinstein, president of Hollywood, glamorous guy.
Oh, man.
It was like kind of a pop song.
All of your things that you liked have gone so awry.
It's weird. It's weird how many things you like.
Has something happened to mashed potatoes?
No, actually.
Those are fine.
Yeah. Oh, good.
They're very, very, they're very bad for you.
I didn't know in Australia they're the number one smoothie ingredient.
Oh, I don't know about Australia anymore. Listen, Harvey and Bill Cosby, they're both kind of involuntary celibate now, but just because they're in jail. Most men are in jail now.
What? Mm-hmm. The men are in jail? What? You're living in hell? You're living in purgatory?
Yeah, maybe, Chris, maybe the rest of the world is the purgatory, and the island is the only thing that's real.
Oh my god, this is huge.
You better stay here. I mean, unless...
Celine, what were the first things you did here? Like, what do you recommend? I mean, obviously you had to get pretty fast to fill that cupboard with rats.
Yes,
and then
cabinet.
Cabinet, cupboard. Canadian, Australian, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure you've got some shelter going. Like, do you have a house? Could we stay there? Or...
No shelter yet, mate. That's what the hat's for.
So you've just been living under your hat.
That's why I'm saying if anyone brought pants, that'd be really fucking cool because my legs are burnt.
Yeah, I thought those were leather pants.
You thought these were black leather pants, but
they're
not.
Yeah, I thought you were wearing black leather pants. Why are there pockets?
I had to make them to store the rats. You're welcome to stay here. It sounds like where you come from is hell, unless are there still policemen, at least, the good... protectors and defenders.
Oh my god.
Oh gosh, it's so, everything you say has a story behind it.
This is going so bad.
Okay, so I think if we're gonna stay here, we just, everything that happened on Earth, we're gonna call it Earth. Back on Earth. This
are
is
we in
new
space, mate.
No, this is just our new Earth. So we just have to think of new rules. It's a clean slate. We get to start over. So yeah.
Okay, then I'll be the cop.
Okay, maybe no cops.
I'll be the defender of the island, the good guy.
What are we going to do to keep you in line? Because what's going to happen is that you're going to get a lot of power and feel the power.
Because right now you have the whole run of the island, you know where everything is, you're the best rat trapper, so we don't have any food, and you've decided to also be the cop.
And it's illegal for you to steal any of my food. How about that?
Could we have some of it, though?
No, I don't think I will.
Hang on, how much is it worth it if we have you on our podcast?
Oh, you've got podcasting equipment.
Yeah, exactly. We're doing one right now.
That means you've got microphones.
Yeah.
That means I could sing one of my hits.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, I've been dying to sing into a microphone. Can I?
Probably might as well let her, Chris. I mean, what other entertainment are we going to have?
That's true. Okay, a 5, 6, 7, 8.
Roseanne Barr, the funniest woman alive, only one we trust, Roseanne.
Okay. Mm. Roseanne Barr.
Are you all big Roseanne heads? You watched the Roseanne show?
Yeah,
no doubt?
I mean, here's the thing that happened with her is that...
sort of, she said some, I think it was like sort of racist stuff.
Yeah. Roseanne really likes not liking other people. It's like her favorite thing. She has two favorite things. One is comedy, and the other one is maybe like in her private time, probably saying the N word.
John Goodman, though, we love. So maybe you could change that to be John Goodman?
He kind of blew up. He's doing good.
And good. And he's still nice and big and fat. Please tell me he hasn't lost any weight.
You know, life has to go on, and he had to get healthy or healthier if he was gonna, keep living.
Oh God. Okay. Well, he lost a lot of weight then, I guess. Well, I guess, you know, I haven't been eating that well on the island, so I guess hashtag me too, you know? We've all lost a lot of weight, right? Right, boys? Hashtag me too.
That's not...
Or should I say pound sign me too?
Yeah, you were ahead of your time there for a second.
Yeah, wow.
So, again, just got to let you know, like, a lot of the stuff you're saying, just assume everything you're saying has now, we've realized that there was, like, an undercurrent of, like, really terrible stuff going on that we didn't know.
Okay, well, guess what? This is my island. Okay. So I don't really need to know about what's going on your side, okay? I make the rules here. I'm a cop. And you two will not be having rat for dinner. And you'll be going directly to prison for possession of podcast equipment.
But we let you sing your song.
And I will be confiscating your podcast equipment because it's illegal on this island. Even though it's how you make your money, it's illegal, and I'm a cop.
First of all, we do not make any money doing this. Second of all, free speech.
Peter, give me your pants. And I'm holding a flare gun to you now. Give me your pants.
Wait, hold up.
Peter, I think you better give her the pants.
I don't want to give her my pants.
It's a flare gun.
This is my last flare gun, mate. I am pale.
A flare gun will do to your skin?
You know what the sun's going to do to my legs?
This is the concentrated sun all over your body. It's going to light you on fire. You'll light on fire.
That's not a concentrated sun. The sun is a concentrated sun.
give her your pants,
Peter.
I want
to give her my pants. Wait, why do you want my pants?
Because you've seen my legs, mate. They can't handle any more sun.
So you have an extra flare and you didn't use it to try to get off this island because you wanted to keep weaponry?
Wait, what do you mean? How could I use this to get off the island?
That's what a flare's job is. You fire it up like at night probably, I think. I don't know how flares really work.
How does a flare work? As in a conventional gun, you simply pull your finger back to release the hammer. When they're fired, they shoot rapidly to a height of about 300 meters, or 1,000 feet. At that point, they explode with a loud bang and release a brightly burning flare, suspended from a small parachute that drifts slowly downward, maximizing the amount of time for which it can be seen. Speaking of flare, here's an ad.
Okay, sounds like you're trying to get me to waste my flare.
No!
Oh, shoot it into the sky! Oh, why don't you kill a cloud for supper? That'll fill you up, Slane. I'm not a fucking idiot, Peter.
Okay. I'll give you my pants.
Okay.
Yeah, give them to me. Oh, corduroys. These are disgusting. Oh God, these are like clown pants. What have you got? Size 20 shoes as well, big red ones.
No, I have small feet. I got a big fat body and small feet.
Right, well, you can follow me. I don't have a shelter, but I have built a prison.
Okay, all right, we better do what she says. She's got the flare gun.
Yeah, and she's got pants now. None of us have pants. We're pantsless.
And I've got four sets of pockets, one made of my own skin and the others from these corduroys, so...
Who knows what she's hiding in there?
Exactly. All right, welcome to prison.
Well, I guess you want these microphones?
Yep, hand it over.
Here you go.
Why did you suggest them? Why were you like,
I don't know, because she said, I listen when people talk, and she said that she wanted those microphones.
What else did you all bring to this deserted island? Anything smart?
No, I brought a water bottle and the ravioli.
Got a water filtration system.
Yeah, and I brought Chris. My third one was metaphorical. The third thing I was going to bring to the island was just a friend. Hey, if I have to be in prison with anybody, I'm glad I'm rotting in a desert island prison run by a maniac pop star cop. I'm glad I'm here with you, Chris.
Please, call me Incel.
Incel, listen. Now that we're trapped in this prison, I've got to ask, do you have dreams? Can't go back to the real world. It's on fire. So what are your new dreams?
I guess I never thought of that. I was so excited about the power dynamic and that I forgot, you know, that maybe that maybe, you know, I could have friends of you two. Do either of you make music by any chance?
I've made music in before.
Well, what's the, can anyone sing me the most popular song of the current present day from where you are? I'd love to hear it. The most popular. I don't want anything. I don't want number two or three on the charts. I want absolute number one, undeniable, undisputable, without any Googling.
You saw him going for it.
Okay, the most popular song. I'm going to say that I'm going to take a guess.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but it might be that Justin Bieber song, the new one, and it goes like this. I be so holy, 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 holy. I wanna be holy, 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 holy. I don't know anymore, but this is how it goes.
That's the most popular song.
That's at least like one word and how one part of the a popular song goes.
During the week we recorded this podcast, the number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 was Montero, Call Me By Your Name by Lil Nas X. Justin Bieber's song, Peaches, was at number two. The song, Holy, by Justin Bieber, featuring Chance the Rapper, peaked at number three on October 3rd, 2020. A good 8 months ago.
Ghost? Yeah.
And who's Justina Bieber?
Okay, well, he's this... You might have even known him when he was 13. He was a YouTube star.
Oh, I wasn't loved a pedo, him. If that's what you're asking.
No.
We weren't implying that.
I feel like the other popular song might be that Lil Nas X song, but I don't really know.
Well, sing it now.
I don't know the lyrics. I maybe know some of the dance moves.
Do the dance.
Okay, so he goes down a pole, and then he's like...
Oh, is this the one where he's in hell and he's like grinding the devil?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah,
that's the most popular song for sure.
Mate, don't forget you haven't got any pants on. Yeah. Even your butthole looks corduroy. It's got the imprint of the pants on it.
Yeah, well, I've been wearing them for years. that's my own choice. And then when the crash happened, it must have sealed them down a little bit. But listen, like, we could come up with new stuff if that's what you want. If you want us to like entertain you, is that part of your island? Or we could even just be your super fans. You know, if you let us out of the jail and give us rats, maybe we give you. Like attention, we go to all your concerts. We could make little concerts for you on the sand. We
can rats go to for them. Attention. That sounds like a good deal. And a potential album name when I get out of here.
Yeah, I like that. And I like it because there's nothing, you know, problematic about it yet. I mean, I'm sure something will happen with rats, but.
Rats for attention.
Rats for attention.
And shall we form a group then, the three of us? Three incels? Three.
We could be something else. We could be any other name. We could be some other name, though.
Well, I feel bad for these incels, you know, because obviously I relate, and I think that they are important and they matter. So maybe something like Incel Lives Matter, and that could be our group.
What if... All right, Celine, here's the thing. I don't... Chris, she's not ready to go back.
I'm ready. Take me back.
No, she cannot go back.
Take me back. I want to interact with people again.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
Please.
What is this, by the way? What are you doing with your hands?
Yeah,
just regular hugs.
What are
I haven't hugged anyone in a really long time.
And you know what? We can relate on that. I haven't hugged anybody in a really long time either. And this is going to blow your mind. But nobody hugs anymore.
Yeah, hugging is illegal.
Now you're joshing me. You're straight joshing me.
Not really, unfortunately. So there's this like virus that sort of swept the earth.
Wait. Don't tell me. Is it COVID-19?
Yeah. Yes, how did you know about that?
My father was right all along. The sickness that he died from. He said this is gonna sweep out the world, and they killed him for it because he had the information.
Who killed him?
The scientific government.
Oh my god, I freaking knew it. Yes.
That's wild.
Plandemic.
You know, they made this in a laboratory. This is what the song Crazy Frog is about. They found a frog who was sick. They brought him to the laboratory. He was carrying a virus called COVID-19. My dad was one of the scientists on the case. He got sick. He started dying from the disease. He told them, shut this down, kill this frog. And they said, we won't kill the frog. He's too crazy. Released him. The track got released. The music got popular. Frog went out into the world. And now seems many years later, must have finally infected people.
Oh my God. So, well, maybe we should bring you back to society. Do you have any proof of this? Do you have any way we can prove this?
Yes. My father wrote all of this information down on a Nexopia account, which is like MySpace, a specific to Alberta. And it's all on there, nexopia.com.
Oh, no.
Nexopia. It's a Canadian social networking website created in 2003 by 18-year-old Timo Ewalds. It was designed for ages 14 and up, but was later lowered to 13. Users are able to create and design profiles, a friends list, blogs, galleries, and compose articles and forums. You know, Facebook. In March 2012, the website was found to be in violation of federal privacy laws by keeping personal information indefinitely. You know, Facebook.
There's a thing, you know how they say about the internet that once it's on the internet, it'll never go away?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. That's why we can find the information. We can blow this wide open.
Recently, we only learned that meant people's nudes.
Wait, what are nudes?
Oh, you see how we are right now from naked from the bottom down? That's a nude. Mm. And now just imagine someone took a picture of that and then put it on the internet. That's nudes.
What yeah. like a Diksha picture?
Yeah, that's actually a cool name for them. I prefer that.
I don't understand. That's disgusting.
Well, Celine, do you know earlier when you ran up going like, is that a dick? Is that a dick? Yeah, yes. Like that's sort of bad now. Do you know what I mean? Like that's all different.
I'd love to see a dick from far away on a beach and run up to it at full speed. That's bad.
Yeah. God, I got to tell you, life is going to be different for you. If we ever get off this island, life is going to be, the adjustment is going to be tough. But I mean,
yeah,
maybe some of your music might like...
My music could heal a generation.
And that's the thing. We need art right now. We need songs. And we need music. And I think you'd be important.
Even though every one of your views is problematic.
Well, I don't know what problematic means, but why don't we take my boat and get off this island?
You have a boat?
You have a boat? She did say that. I thought she said that off the top. I thought she friggin' said that off the top.
There was a boat here when I got here, and it says, it's called Not Penny's Boat. That's the name of it, and it was just sitting here. So, I don't know. It looks like there's a bunch of, there's a hatch, there's a polar bear, there's a bunch of stuff on this island that might be helpful to us.
Chris, you're not going to believe this, but we're in Lost. It's the Lost stuff.
This is Lost? That's the stuff in Lost?
Yeah.
I knew the polar bear one because I had watched enough of it to see that.
I can't remember how it ends, but I think that means we're dead.
Okay, well, there's only one way to find out.
No, don't.
I'm going to use this belt, and I'm going to attach this to a tree. And we're
no,
just...
No, Chris, no, wait.
What?
You don't have to do that. Keep the belt.
Okay, but you let me know. No. When we're ready, you let me know when you need me to use the belt and see if I'm dead or not.
We need a little bit of organization, all right? Celine, this is our new society, okay? Celine, but what we got to do is we got to organize, all right? There's a bunch of palm fronds, trees behind us, okay? We can do the overlay, the cross-stitching thing. We can make ourselves some pants. Then Chris has a use for that belt that isn't very, very dark and sad. Mm-hmm. Then we've got this podcasting equipment. We can just keep up with our posting schedule, so that's good.
I can record some of my hits.
We've got Celine recording the hits. We've got albums to release. We can catch up really quick. Once we get off this island, we've got 10 albums. We've got a year of podcasts ready to go. Okay, but we've got to stay organized on this island, all right? No more.
All right.
Let us out of the prison, is what I'm saying. Let us out of the prison.
All right. Come on, you incels.
I'll take it.
And so they did. They cooperated and made a plan. They made hit songs and they made hit podcast recordings. They would live a great life together for a few years on the island. Until one day. A storm's coming.
Oh no.
Oh, goddamn, storm's coming. The first storm. We haven't been preparing for this.
Oh god. You better put your ravioli out to soak up some water. Okay, Peter, you fucking idiot for bringing that.
Hey, I thought that was a real thing. I didn't know I was getting ripped on.
You've been an idiot for years on this island.
Sorry, man. God, the stress of the storm is just getting to me. We just about had the boat ready to go. I was about to record my hit song, You All, Everybody.
It's great. Can I hear more of it?
That's all I've got.
It's good. I love it.
It was so catchy and meaningless. But listen, okay, because with the storm comes waves, comes winds. Maybe this is going to get this boat going.
You're right. Okay, everybody hop onto Not Penny's boat and get ready. Okay, we'll get ready for the wind to push us.
Oh, God. My belt. My belt buckle. It's sort of weighing me down a bit.
No.
Oh, gosh.
No.
I can't. Ah. I'm going to try and take the belt buckle off right now. I'm going to use my hands. I'm going to let go of the belt. I'm going to let go of the boat. I'm sinking.
Chris.
No.
I'm sinking.
No.
Chris. Celine, he's my only friend, okay? Promise that you're going to stay here in the boat, but I'm going to jump out and I'm going to get him back in this boat, okay?
No, Peter. Well, he's gone, mate.
No.
I'm not quite gone. Help.
He's not gone.
I can't even hear him anymore. He's 20 leagues under. Oh, we got to keep going.
We can clearly hear him.
I think he's a goner, Peter. I wouldn't, honestly, to be honest. You're the better of the two. He was weighing the podcast down. You got to keep going, mate.
Celine, he's all I've got. I can clearly still see that he's struggling.
Your friendship is beautiful. You know what? I'll go. So that way, if I die, you'll still have Peter and Chris. Because all I am is some insult that doesn't fit into 2021 and won't ever get to meet Rosanna Harvey Weinstein. What do I got to live for? I'll go, Peter.
Celine, I agree.
Okay, Peter. Yeah. Have your skaggy pants back.
Oh, thanks. Oh, your legs are so gross. Thanks for my pants back, Celine. And Celine, I want you to know, whenever I think of Crazy Frog, I'll always think of you.
And Peter, before I jump in, just promise me one thing. You'll go and you'll tell Michael Jackson who I was and that I was his greatest fan.
Yep.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, bye, Celine.
Chris!
Help! Help!
Pass me your belt!
Here's my belt!
If you guys stop doing the blah 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 noise, you might be able to get more air in each gulp before you go under the water.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah, that's a lot easier.
I'll pull you towards the boat. Hold on to your belt. I'm pulling it up towards the boat for you.
Thank you.
Oh, no, the belt's got tangled around my neck.
I'll try and get it off. I'll try and pull it off
Celine,
you.
Celine, you're pulling too hard.
Celine.
Chris, you're pulling the belt too hard.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to pull her into the boat.
Chris, it's looped around.
No, it's not, Peter. I know how to pull someone into a boat.
Chris, listen to me. You're pulling the wrong part of the...
Oh, God. She stopped talking. I'll pull harder.
No, Chris. Chris, just, oh my God. Oh, you're bouncing your head off the hull of the boat.
Gosh. She's fine. She's gonna be fine.
Chris, just leave her. Get in the boat. The storm comes here.
Chris.
Oh my God, she is fine.
Tell the world about Crazy Frog and COVID-19.
Is she dead?
I think she's dead. Chris, get in.
This isn't purgatory. She's dead. She's actually really dead. She's floating.
Yeah, I think there's consequences on this island as well as in the real world. Am I right, folks?
I think... Wow. Yeah. When I was out there drowning at sea, do you know what I thought about?
What?
I thought about my choices for what to bring if I was deserted on a desert island. I thought that my initial choices were really stupid, and I wanted to apologize to you. You can bring a boat to a desert island if you want to. It doesn't matter if you own it or not. I think in this scenario, we can just imagine whatever, you know? I want to apologize for yelling at you on the airplane.
You know what, Chris? I'm glad you apologized for yelling at me, because over the past 6 months, that's really been bugging me that you pushed back on my suggestion on that plane before it crashed and killed all those people.
Yeah, I said no to you right up there. I said no, and that's not what you do. Yeah. I should have said yes.
Hey, Celine was weird, right?
Yeah. This time.
Today's podcast has been brought to you by Dockers Jeans. I didn't have a joke.
That's it.
I thought it would come to me. I was trying to do something about the corduroy pants, but I don't know much about pant brands.
Thank you for coming on to the podcast, Lisa Gilroy.
Oh, yeah.
You can follow her.
Thank you for having me.
On Instagram and TikTok. She's blowing up over there, and you have to be following her immediately.
I mean, if I'm not canceled for this episode, I absolutely need to follow.
No one listens to this. You're fine. And this has been a This Time It's Different production. Hey, get out of my boat!
My lunch is gone, Mommy.
Ting, ting, ting. Comedy Workshop.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Oops, drop the podcast.